Hey, Austin, sorry there, brother. I was with the client, man, when you called. My apologies.
Yeah, just give me 1 second. He's on the phone with somebody right now.
Yeah, no worries.
He's almost done, so.
No worries about it, brother. Take your time.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Mario.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-huh. All right, here he is.
All right.
Sorry about that. I ended up jumping on another call. It took a little longer.
It's all good, man. I always tell clients, you know, business comes first, man. So I definitely understand. I'm sorry. I was going to say,
this one wasn't really business. My wife decided to buy a dog, and I had to move money around. So,
oh, okay. Well, you know what? Yeah, if it's the wife, that definitely takes priority over everything, brother, so I understand. Those are calls that we have to answer. Don't worry. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm sorry, your name was?
Robert McDonald.
Robert. Okay. Yeah. I was going through my notes. I finally found your name here at the same time I'm asking you. Robert. Robert, my name is Mario. I've been in contact with Austin. I did try calling you a few times, but Austin did warn me that you were not very good at answering your phone, so I didn't take that as a bad sign. You know, he just said you are occupied for the most part. Austin, our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years, and we are direct Google partners. It's what we call premier Google partners. What we offer, Robert, is to place Badcock Development on the first page of Google, right alongside of Rapid Junk, Quick Help Junk Removal, Alpha Junk Removal, Bob's Trash, Junk King, Big Trash Removal, and there's another one that came up here for me, the Jugglers of Buffalo. I'm sure you heard of these guys. But all these guys, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, nothing.
All these guys are the ones that are coming up on the first page, you know, when anyone's looking for services, junk removal, dumpster delivery, demolition, snow removal. So what we would do is that we would place you guys right alongside of them. Okay. The other question I had is as far as the website goes, do you guys have your own website built up or not yet?
We do. It's through GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. Okay. Okay. Perfect. But do you guys have one? Okay. Awesome. So what we would be able to do is get that promoted for you guys on Google, right? I mean, how is it doing, you know, so far, your website? Would you say it's working or is just not getting the hits that you were thinking it would? Or how is that going for you guys?
We're not getting a lot of leads through the website. We are using Angie's, and it's been fairly decent. We had to, like, correct it. Basically, the first sales guy kind of set us up for failure, and then another guy called and got us set up correctly. So we are seeing some traction there now, finally. But as far as actually producing the leads directly through our website, we really haven't had any, to be honest with you.
Okay. No worries. Well, and it has a lot to do with it. You know, it's just not being placed in front of the right clients, right? And that's what we would do through Google, right? We would place it right next to your GBP, which is your Google Business Profile, and obviously it would definitely get views on there and, you know, bring in traffic. The other thing that we offer, do you guys have remind me if you guys have any
presence? We have the Facebook, we have the Yelp, we have TikTok, we have Instagram. I mean, we got the whole 9 yards.
So you guys have the whole, everything covered. All right, awesome. Now, are you guys paying Yelp, Austin, or are you guys getting their free service?
Just the free service.
The free service. Okay. Okay, perfect. And if you guys have Facebook already, that's pretty awesome because we can run ads on, you know, for the company through Facebook. Facebook and Google do have a partnership, so we include ads through Facebook. Are you guys familiar how ads work on Facebook?
Yeah, we're familiar with it. We thought about doing it before, but we just never did yet because our Facebook was attracting so many people already.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's doing that already, I mean, once you have ads, you're definitely going to be in for a run and a treat. I'll tell you that. Okay. So we would run ads for you guys on Facebook. We already work with Yelp. Yelp is part of the service that's included in what we do. It's actually the paid service, right? So, you know, the free service, I don't know if that's brought any leads or work for you guys, but being on the other side of Yelp definitely brings in work. We work with Yelp, and then we also work with Apple. Not sure if you guys are familiar with Apple.
Not really.
Well, it's for everyone that has iPhones that use Safari to do their searches.
Okay.
Right. So anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari, we would also place Badcock Development on there. Okay. Through Apple as well. I think one of the big difference here is, you know, being on that first page of Google and having those ads run for you guys. Since you guys already have the website, You know, that's awesome because, like I said, we can get that promoted on Google for you guys. So, I mean, just to sum things up, Robert, you guys will be one of the top recommended companies on that first page. We will also, you know, allow you guys to have multiple keywords as long as it's the services that you guys offer, right? So dumpster delivery, pickup, junk removal, demolition, snow removal, all of these are keywords, right? Because when people go on Google, it's quite apparent that they're not going to type in backcock development, right? I mean, people go on there and say, hey, I need snow removal, I need a dumpster, and so forth. You guys will be listed under all these keywords. And here's the difference that separates being with Google than being with, you know, Angie's Home Advisors, 411, Apex. Again, I'm not saying that's a bad idea, or I would never badmouth another company because I don't think that's how business is done. But I could tell you the difference, right? We are not on a pay-per-click service or a pay-per-lead service as Angie's and Home Advisors are, right? What they do is that, I'm not sure if you're paying a percentage or paying a monthly rate, but normally they you know, they charge you what they call per lead, right? Anything that they call, when you get a call, you get a job, they take a percentage from that. It doesn't work that way with us, right? I mean, no matter how many phone calls you get, how many leads you get, how many jobs you get, our monthly flat rate is $249, Robert. That's all you're paying us. $249. There is a $99 setup fee for the first month, but all you're paying us is $249. And here's, you know, I'm just being straight with you like I was with Austin. I mean, once you guys are on Google and you'll see this yourself, I don't think you'll find a need to have to continue paying Angie's. But again, you know, that's something that you're going to have to see for yourself. And I only say that is because 98% of the population is on Google, right? I mean, nowadays you ask someone a question, right? And, you know, hey, where can I find this? Or where can I find an electrician, a mechanic, you know, someone that does demolition? And the universal answer, Robert, is just Google it, right? I mean, that's what everybody tells her, you know, just Google stuff, right? I mean, you never hear anyone say just Angie it, right? Again, it's just a big difference because Angie puts you on their site, right? You're not on the universal site. I mean, Google has become the gatekeeper of the world. I mean, that's the bottom line. And once you guys are on here, I mean, you'll see the difference not only in traffic, but in the exposure, right? So now people will know who you guys are. I'm not sure if you guys know how Angie operates, but I tell you this because I'm very aware, and I work with colleagues of mine that used to work for Angie's. And the way that they operate is that they buy leads from Google, and then they resell them to their clients. And then what happens is that lead is opened up to about 5 or 6 people, and, you know, they decide who takes it, right? So when you're with Google, you know, the client calls you directly. So you're basically just cutting out the middleman, you know, having your page on, you know, having your presence on that first page. You know, these other guys that I mentioned to you, you know, the reason they're staying busy, it's not because they're doing, you know, much better work than you two. It's simply because they're on that first page, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, that's why they keep busy, because they're on that first page, brother. So that's what we're able to do, Robert. Get you guys on the first page, promote that site, run the ads for you on Facebook, put you on Yelp, and then get you guys on Apple as well. And like I said, that monthly rate is $249. There is no contract. It's a month-to-month service. Per Google guidelines, we're not allowed to stick anyone to a contract, just so you know. You know, everyone that's with Google on that first page, they're there because it works, not because they have to stay, right? Because anytime that you have a service with us, you can leave anytime you want. You're not obligated to hang in, you know, for 6 months, a year. You can leave within the first 2-3 months if you wanted to. But if I'm being straight with both of you, I mean, once you guys see what, you know, what we're able to generate and what happens, you know, being part of that first page and, you know, having those ads run and having your website promoted, you know, you guys will be the ones to make the decision. But in my experience, I think you guys will definitely stick around for long term.
Okay. So as far as the website, I mean, you don't have to rebuild it or anything as well then?
No, because we're using your site. Keep that in mind, right? So we're using your site. We're just promoting it. We don't have domain rights to that, so we can't get in there and, you know, do anything to it aside from putting it on the GBP. Right now, okay, if we build the website for you, right, that'll be completely different. Right?
Yeah, so I don't want to do that. That's kind of why I haven't ever moved forward with anyone else. It's just that they want to, me to pay a larger upfront cost to kind of rebuild it. And I mean, you know, I think the website's decent as is, you know what I mean? And it's been established since 2018, which holds some value, I feel.
Yeah, no, if it's working for you guys, right, the only thing it seems like is just not getting the traffic issue because it's not being presented to clients. Right, it's not being placed on the right place. That's all it is, right? But once it is, you know, I'm sure it's gonna, you know, attract people to reach out to you guys. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to get you guys involved with having to create a new one if you guys have one established since 2018. It really wouldn't make any sense, right? And most companies that try to hit you with extra fees for that are most of the time third parties, right? Because when you're working, you know, under that Google guidelines and Google umbrella, you know, we don't have to do all of that. You know, I mean, that, you know, that's already done by you guys. It's something you guys have been running. So, you know, we'll just get that promoted, you know. But, you know, like I said, just that presence on the first page of Google, I think that's where you guys are going to see quite a bit, you know, bit of benefit from, you know. And, you know, like I said, it's not a contract. Like I told Austin, you know, you guys give us a shot and you guys determine, you know, after the couple of months, whether I was, you know, in telling the truth here or not, you know. I can tell you this much. I mean, we've been in business for 20 years. You know, anytime someone stays in business that long, that they're definitely doing something right, brother. You know.
I have one quick question with the Facebook ads. Uh-huh. I mean, is that included in the cost of the $249 a month or is that additional?
Oh, that's actually $1,000 additional. I'm kidding, Robert. That's included.
That's included. Okay. So we would have ads and everything. That's just, okay. I mean, that seems great. What would we have to do to move forward? I mean,
I just need some basic info. Let me grab some basic information from you guys. Now, do you guys both want to be listed as primaries? Or, cause I only, you know, per Google guidelines, again, I can only put one person as primary, and then the next person would have to be secondary.
So I want Austin's number to show up to deal with customers, so I would say the information you have for him is best for that.
Okay, perfect. Austin, what's your last name, brother?
Castillo.
I remember when you say Castillo. I was under the assumption you spoke Spanish, remember?
Oh, I think so. I don't know. I don't remember really.
Okay. And do you guys have an email address?
Email would be my. Huh?
Either one.
Is it for, what's the email for? The billing or?
It's not going to be for the, you know, for Google. This is for our end to send information when we need to.
So then what is yours? It's info@babcock-development.com.
Okay, info@babcock-development. All right, give me 1 second.
The what?
All right. The 716-382-3351, is that the good number to list on Google?
Yeah, 716-382-3351, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and then on top of it too, if you could, on our website, the address, if you would be able to switch the address, because it says Alma. And it's old.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Gotcha.
All right, what's the new address?
153 Stonebridge.
Stonebridge Road. One word?
Yeah, Stonebridge Road.
Grand Island, New York.
I'm selling a zip code of 14072.
14072?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Robert, what's your last name? I'm going to put you here as an authorized party.
McDonald's.
Just like the restaurant?
Yep.
Okay. Any association with it, brother?
I wouldn't be on the phone with you if I owned that company.
Well, you know what? I don't take any insult to that. I think you're absolutely 100%.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I'm not. You seem like a good guy.
All right. Give me 1 second here. All right. Aside from what I just asked you guys, because I'm putting you guys under these keywords, which is dumpster delivery and pickup, junk removal, demolition, and snow removal. Am I missing anything?
So our keywords are going to be, I'm just going to tell you the ones that are on our signs that we have out and about.
Okay. All right, hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me go on there so I can put them on there. Bear with me 1 second. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Okay, go ahead.
So on our signs, we have demo.
Okay.
Excavation.
Okay.
Junk removal.
Okay.
Debris pickup.
Okay.
Dumpster rental.
Okay.
And then snowplow and then removal.
Okay. Hey, bear with me 1 second. Snow removal and snow plow, you said, right?
Yeah, yep. Okay. Snow plowing and then snow removal.
Oh. Perfect. Are you guys currently licensed and insured, Austin?
What?
Are you guys currently licensed and insured?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, and give me the name of your Facebook, please.
The name on my Facebook is...
No, not your name, the company name. I mean, you guys have a company Facebook, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to go do it right now, so I make sure it's really works. It's just Babcock Development.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for checking. It's
yeah,
not together.
Yeah,
see, those are the perfect things I need. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to look. It's Babcock Space Development, but the B and then the D is uppercase.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you need to know, but there's a big red truck on the picture with the dumpster, and then the little profile picture is a white truck with a excavator and then a skid steer.
Okay.
That's the excavator's orange, the skid steer's white.
Thank you very much. Okay, and yep. What is the website?
The website is Babcock-development.com.
Babcock-development.com. Perfect. Okay, and what's the mile radius you guys are willing to travel for new customers?
So we're looking to do all of Western New York. The farthest that we'll go is like Springville.
Okay. What is that? Is that an hour, 2 hours roughly?
We want to keep it under an hour.
Under an hour.
Right, under an hour. Yep.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And then we also want to do Niagara Falls and all that.
Okay.
And Lewiston and everything like that.
All right. So I'm going to put you guys out 50 miles out, which is just about, I would say about an hour at the most. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
If they can exclude Canada.
Can you exclude Canada because we're right at the border?
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. Hold on. Let me put that in the notes. You guys don't want to work for the Canadians? I'm just kidding.
No, I don't really want to cross the border and all that. They'll be checking my truck.
I stole one of their women and made them my wife. My wife's actually Canadian, so I stole her, so they won't let me over there, probably. I don't
send the word out there, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. What days and what times? Give me 1 second. What days and what times that you wanted to show on Google, you guys are available to do the work?
I mean, on my other thing, I was keeping it 24/7, but I mean, if it's going to attract a lot,
yeah, I mean, I would keep it 24/7. I don't know if you want people calling you at, you know, midnight when you're sleeping, you know, and then say, hey, what are you doing calling me at this time? Well, your website says 24/7, or Google says 24/7, you know, so it's up to you. I can list you as a 24-hour company, but definitely
we could do, you know what we'll do is we'll do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me put that on there.
I don't know about that area.
Sunday, you
guys
do get a
bigger
break. No, yeah,
no, Sunday.
All right, so Monday through Saturday, what are we doing?
No, I would do Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and then Saturday can we do on Saturday 8 to 4?
Absolutely. Okay. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay. And then you guys will get a call from our IT guys tomorrow, right? Those are the guys that are going to put you on the first page, do the ads on Facebook. I mean, those are our computer geniuses, I like to call them. It's our IT and operation guys. What time tomorrow, Austin, do you guys have, or either of you, it doesn't matter, have about 30 minutes to spare to speak to these guys?
What is he going to be asking? Do you know?
Well, you know what? I mean, they just get further information like the license number to get you guys verified. You know, any.
So,
Tell me, call me tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Would you be able to call Robert for all that at 11 a.m. tomorrow?
Bear with me 1 second. Let me make sure that I have that spot available, okay? 1 second. Yep, I do. All right, so 11 a.m. is 1 second. Okay.
Eastern Standard?
Yep.
A lot of the services we do don't require a license. That's why we accept a demo.
All right, the call is going to be done with Robert, correct?
Yeah, do you need his number?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me just switch that over for our IT guys. 1 second.
If you just give me the number, we'll call them. But
And this is a partnership, correct?
It's incorporated right now. So Austin's eventually going to take over. It's in my name currently, though, Robert.
Okay, okay. So you're currently the owner, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Robert. What's your number, brother?
716-604-5325.
Okay, perfect.
And what not? Do you have the number they'll be calling from? I'll save it in my phone just so I know it's them.
Yeah, it's the 877 number that I text you guys from. I mean, Austin should have it. But if he does, then I'll send it over right now. Hold on.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I text over my personal information to you, Austin, just right now. I mean, you had all these text messages, but I just sent a new one that says, hey, this is Mario. Let's get your company on the first page of Google. Let me know if you got that one. That's the number they'll be calling from.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay. That 877 number? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to Robert.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I need a security question for the account, guys. This is going to be the password to access the account, so I would, you know, both of you guys have to know this. Austin, or you can choose this, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Were you born in Buffalo,
Dave? Choose
city.
The city. I do the city where we were born in.
Okay, stand by. I think I overheard you guys say Buffalo, correct?
Yep.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then regarding the payment, we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. Which card did you guys want to use?
So is it the 99 plus 249 right now? Or?
That's correct. Today is a total of 348. Every month that follows is a flat 249. Well, even today, well, you'll see 249. The only difference you'll see today is the setup for 99, correct?
Okay. It's going to be a MasterCard?
MasterCard. Okay. MasterCards normally start with the number 5 whenever you're ready.
5172.
Okay.
5975. 0081.
Okay.
4054.
Okay. Expiration?
0525.
May 2025. And then the security code, which is the last three behind the card?
548.
Okay. And then is this card, because I have this card because I put everything under Austin's name. Is this Austin on the card or would it be you, Robert?
It'd be mine, Robert.
Okay. 1 second. Let me change that.
Okay. If there is an issue, let me know, too, because this is like a credit union out of Minnesota, actually. So sometimes they flag stuff, so let me know if it goes through.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you know right now in a second. What is the billing address associated with this card?
For this one, it's going to be 153 Stonebridge Road. I just changed it with them, so the same address.
Okay. Same address, Grand Island, New York, 14072.
That's correct.
Okay. Stand by for 1 second while we verify this part. While I'm doing that, I do have to reach you our disclosure. That'll take me about 30 seconds. I'll get that done really quick here. Bear with me 1 second. So, Robert, you say that Austin's going to take over at some point. You're moving on, or what's going on, brother, if you don't mind me asking?
So I basically bought this equipment. I was flipping properties, kind of offset for tax purposes.
Oh, and then, okay.
Instead of it sitting, and then I'm kind of semi-retired as is. Like, I own a lending business, and between that and trying to do this, I think the best thing to do is kind of maybe finance the company to him later on once it's actually rolling, and then let him do his thing.
Well, you know what? Sounds like you definitely have quite a bit on your plate, man. So that's
cool,
man.
It's all mental, though. My wife always tells me, you don't really do anything. I'm like, yeah, my brain's about to explode all day long with all the different things I'm thinking about and having to deal with.
Okay, Robert, I'm going to walk you through what we call a voice verification reporting. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you do not understand, do me a favor. Ask me to clarify it, and I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash, and a course that works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the company?
Babcock Development.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
I am the owner.
No, okay. And your name?
Robert McDonald.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Babcock Development?
I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign as a result of increased visibility. Keep in mind, if you do get a call from anyone to verify it's us, that's why we gave you that security question, Buffalo. Okay?
Okay.
Also, do you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary?
Yes.
Okay. They'll come from that 877 number that I just text over to Austin, okay?
Yeah, I just saved it.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Your initial payment term will be set up today, September 16th, and the total amount of $348. When this is completed, the secondary payment will renew on October 16th, a month from now, for the flat rate of $249. Okay, that'll be your monthly payment, $249. Keep in mind, Robert, this is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. You do hold the right to terminate the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay.
Okay.
We ask that if you ever wanted to do that, you give our customer service number a call, that 877 number you saved. Speak to a live agent. And to prevent charges from the next month, we only ask that you give us a call 3 days prior to the 16th. Okay. So,
okay.
All right. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our cancellation and renewal terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get this processed. I'll let you know right now if it goes through. Okay, it says the transaction has been declined because it does not match the billing address of the cardholder.
Okay, they might have my old one on there then.
Okay, go ahead.
They told me they updated it, and I was just on there, and it should have. Try 550.
All right, hold on. Let me change it on the other end. Maybe that happens too. So hold on. Give me 1 second. All right, 550.
Seneca Street.
What is it now?
Seneca, S-E-N-E-C-A.
S-E-N. Oh, Seneca. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I just pulled it up here. And at 14204?
14204, yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
They should have updated it, though, so I apologize if that's...
No worries. And then McDonald, M-C, capital Donald?
Yep.
Okay. And a C lowercase, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. The number that's associated with the account, is it the 716-382-3351?
For this card, it would be the 716-604-5325.
Okay. Okay. And you said it was 550 Seneca Street?
Yeah. And okay. I don't know why the other address didn't take. I'm online right now, and it's showing my 153 Stonebridge address. So if it doesn't go through again, I'm not sure why it's not taking.
I'll figure that one out. What city is the 550 Seneca Street out of?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, okay. And what's the zip code there?
14204.
All right, one second here. Yeah, that's a little weird if you already see the changes online, because if they're online, they should be on here as well.
Yeah, I mean, it might go through. Maybe the card is just different than the actual online banking. Who knows?
You don't need that anymore, do you? All right, that went through, brother.
It went through?
Yeah.
They must have not updated it with the cards on, so I apologize.
Yeah, it went through. Perfect. All right, so let me be the first one to welcome both of you guys to the company here at Local Splash. We look forward in the relationship between, Backhawk Development and our company to be a long-term one. You guys will be receiving emails to that email that you provided. You also get a text messages to the phone number on file, the 716 number. You'll get an email, Robert. I think it's your email that you provided me, right?
The info at Backpack Development?
Yeah. You get the email here. Yeah. Let me verify the email just to make sure I have it correct. Info at Backhawk-development.com.
Yep.
Okay. You'll get emails there. When you get a chance, check your emails, brother. You're going to get, one, of course, says welcome to the company. You get another one that says this is your invoice. On the one that says this is your invoice, you want to open that one up. There's going to be a small blue link that says click here to accept our terms. Once you click on that, it's going to take you to another page that says terms of experience. At the bottom of that page, you're going to see your phone number. Well, it's going to be under the phone number on file, the 716.
382, and then it's
Yeah, you're going to see that. It's going to have two boxes right underneath. The first box says, hey, you guys have my permission to call or text me when it's necessary. The second box says, hey, I accept the terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract and you guys hold the right to terminate the service at any time if you're not happy. And then right underneath that, it's going to say Austin Castillo. Or I don't know if I updated it, and it's gonna say either your name or Austin's name. And then what you want to do is you want to type in the name right underneath that and hit confirm signature. Once you do, it's gonna send that over to our IT guys. So when they call you guys tomorrow at 11 a.m. or when they call you, Robert, at 11 a.m., that's one of the first questions they'll ask. Hey, did you complete the terms and conditions? If you didn't get to
I just said it.
Oh, okay. Perfect. It's going to ask you for credentials, right? Like, what's your password or your credentials?
Yeah, I see that's in the other email here.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. All right. I'm glad you're on top of things, brother. Sometimes I got to sit here about 30 minutes and help people do that. So.
this is the stuff I deal with on a daily basis, so I got you.
Okay.
I appreciate the help, though.
No, I appreciate you, man. I kid you not. I've been here before on the phone, and I've gone step by step with someone. Takes me about 30 or 40 minutes before, like, oh, okay, that's how you do it. It's like, So you definitely saved a lot of time for tomorrow's call as well, I'll tell you that much. So, yes, I see that's already done, uh-huh. Brother. So, all right, Robert, thank both you and Austin again. Welcome to the family, brother. Again, looking forward to having a long-term relationship with Badcock. Please make sure you don't miss that 11 a.m. appointment tomorrow. I'm also going to send you another email reminding you of the appointment at 11 a.m. It's an invitation through Google. And then, you guys are all set. Austin, thank you for giving me a call back, and thanks for the opportunity of working with you guys. We look forward again on this being long term. So we'll give you guys I'll give you a call tomorrow, Robert, 11 a.m. and our IT guys will be on the phone for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sounds good.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.